This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Really?
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I want to get to this. This is a more general statement, not so much about Juwan. But it's a lot of fans that whenever this subject comes up, and I get it, I really do, they kind of do the whole like, dude, you signed a contract, show up. Sign a contract.
Yeah, that's usually where I land.
We can talk it out.
Yep.
We can talk it out. By the way, we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. It's National Radio Day. We've had some stories. We will have more. Pods is our super fan. Valkyrie's correspondent joins us in 13 minutes. Andy, he will... YouTube again? Yeah? He'll be on YouTube. So get over to YouTube now so you can see Pods' hair. That's coming up real, real soon. And then also, speaking about what's coming up, I want to take a minute on this because it will be this hour. You get a chance every day this week to text in and qualify for the fantasy draft at Splash at Thrive City. 95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City have gotten together on this. Your draft party in a private room for you and 14 of your friends with loaded food stations, a dedicated server, the Wi-Fi that you'll need to make it happen. And it's going to happen next Tuesday night. We'll do our show down there. We'll be there. We'll hang out with you a little bit after the show while your party is starting to ramp up. Once you get to round 14, you're probably on your own. But we're going to be there for a little while. And we'll help if you want. We won't if you don't. Whatever. You're not going to stop us from commenting. But anyway, all of this is happening next Tuesday. And definitely within the next 30 minutes. Within the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you today's code word. You'll text it to 20357, and then you'll be qualified for today. You could do it once a day. So you could try again tomorrow, try again Friday. And then we're going to have our winner, and then we will see you next Tuesday at Splash at Thrive City. And thank you to Splash at Thrive City for the awesome prize. We are very much looking forward to all things fantasy football, including this, as we really get ramped up over the next couple of weeks.
No doubt. I mean, fantasy football drafts are flying all over, and if you have yours, then why not do it with Willie and Dibby, Willard and Dibs, at Splash, and get some of your particulars taken care of. Bring your friends, come on out to Splash, draft it up, have some fun, and get heckled.
Yeah.
On the house.
That's
right?
On the house heckling, for sure. For sure. So anyway, that's what's happening there. Pods in about 10 minutes or so. All right, so yeah, let me read a couple of these on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. 650, I feel like JJ misplayed his hand. 925, I'm tired of dudes who sign a contract for a certain amount of years, and then a year later, they demand more money. I get it when it's time for a new contract, how guys want to get as much as possible. What I don't get is the demand for more money when the contract that you signed isn't even over. Okay, let's dive into that. I fully understand the idea. There are times where I agree, but not always. The NFL, to me, opens the door, quite frankly, for the idea that guys will not show up for contracts they signed. And the quickest way for me to answer why is teams don't show up for contracts that they've signed. Like, you've signed a contract. What's on the left side at the very, very bottom? Your signature.
Yeah.
What's on the right side at the very bottom? Their signature. But football teams are allowed to cut you and not pay the entirety of that contract.
Well, the majority of us who sign contracts, it's the exact same way, where the company can, they can cut me, and based on the contract, either it's fully guaranteed or partially or not at all. And so that's just, that's life. And football, unfortunately, you're not baseball, you're not basketball. You should be, but you're not.
That's not just life, because you compared it basically to our contracts, which are not ideal, let's be real. I know many, many companies in the world are now doing this, and it is fully, quote, because they can.
Right.
That doesn't make it right.
It just
makes
it life.
And we also have more maneuverability out of said contract than a football player does. Like I've even told you, and again, this takes conversation and whatnot, but I've had a contract and I just wiggled right out of it and came here. Like, you can't do that in football. Juwan can't be like, so the Eagles called, they want me, what do you think? Like,
and there's no other football league.
Right.
So there is that.
There is that. So that's all I'm saying. And their careers are different than our careers, because while we're doing this show, no one's chasing us. No one is trying to physically harm us. No one is trying to take our larynx while we're doing this. And so it, to me, it's just different. I get the frustration, but there has to be some room for a player who signs a deal, then completely outplays that deal. There's got to be some room for them to be like, look, you got to meet me halfway, because if I break my leg on the next play, you can cut me and you do not have to pay everything that's on my contract. So I'm in a spot right now where I think I'm in a position to ask for a little bit more. I'd like you to give it to me. They don't have to say yes, but by the way, sometimes they do. And that tells you there is room for that. Christian McCaffrey just did this.
He's not Christian McCaffrey.
No, he's not.
He's not George Kittle.
But he's Juwan Jennings, which is not nothing.
It's not nothing, but you know, you got 8.4 guaranteed, and you got that money, and you've already gotten that money. So now you had a good year, and that's great, and now you want more. And it's in the team's right to say, well, we already gave you a two-year deal. We gave you 8.4 guaranteed, and the ability to replace Juwan Jennings is easier than Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams.
Of course.
He's not that player.
He's not asking for that money either.
We don't know what he's asking for.
Well, he's not asking for that money.
Correct.
He's not,
like, but what is he asking for?
I don't know.
He's asking for, I think that the team is unwilling to pay, knowing full well what faces them next year when Brock Purdy's number goes from $9 million to $53 million, mm-hmm. and all these other players who are A-listers who maybe are going to want their money in advance.
I think your read on the situation is correct. I'm just saying that I get where Juwan's coming from, and I'm not going to brand him as, dude, you signed it, show up, because it's not guaranteed. And if he snaps his leg in half in the first play, what's going to happen for Juwan?
But he already got the guaranteed money, is my point.
Right,
where,
but that makes this year now non-guaranteed money, and he probably wants it guaranteed on some level.
Right, but
and I understand that.
I mean, he signed a contract, and he got the guaranteed money. He got a signing bonus, and he got guaranteed money. So the team, before they knew that he was going to be a near 1,000-yard guy,
exactly,
they didn't know that Ayuk would be hurt in week 5. They didn't know that Debo would have a down year. They gave him a deal. He took a deal. He got guaranteed money, and he outperformed it. Okay.
Right.
Well, good on both. Good on the Niners and good on him.
Yeah, but there's new information.
Right, and it doesn't mean that the team is beholden to that fact and say, well, you know, Juwan, you outperformed it, so we want to make sure we give you an extra $7
million. I am not saying that the 49ers are beholden to anything. I am saying I don't think it's correct to criticize Juwan for doing this, because there's massive precedent. This is how it works. It's been done many, many times before him. He's not wrong with the point that he's making. It might not work. The Niners might not blink, but he's not wrong for the point that he's making, which is last year, I ended up showing everybody that I am actually worth more than that contract, and contracts are very fluid in the NFL, so I'd like to at least attempt to try to get more money. You're right, it may not work. The Niners are not under some sort of lock and key here. They don't have to do it, but I'm not going to criticize Juwan for trying to do this because NFL careers are so damn short and this sport is so damn physical. And I think that sometimes we get a little dismissive about, let's say, $2 million. We get a little dismissive. Oh, Juwan, just show up and play. $2 million is two freaking million dollars. And with careers as short as they are, and knowing that every player thinks this way, we got to make as many dollars as possible because even if this goes perfectly, I'm done at 35 and then I've got a whole life to live and I got to sock money away and I might not be able to walk really well when I'm 55. Like, that's how they think. And so I just get it. That's all. I understand what he's trying to do.
No one's blaming him for doing what he's doing. And he's hurt.
A lot of people are. Well, you may not be, but a lot of people are.
If he's not hurt, then it's a different calculus for me. But ultimately, you're in a spot as the 49ers where the reason why you outperformed your contract on a 6-11 team, let's be fair about that. Sure, you almost had 1,000 yards, but what was it worth? It wasn't worth a damn thing.
That
because
wasn't his fault.
But it wasn't to their benefit. I mean, you went 6-11.
You
so
signed Brock Purdy
big
to
deal.
53 a year.
You had 975 yards.
He was 6-11.
You went 6-11.
Wasn't Brock Purdy 6-11?
He sure was.
Yeah, and they gave him a bunch of
because
money.
Because a quarterback is a lot harder to find than a receiver.
Right, but he
who happened to get 975 yards, and you've got other receivers that you've drafted.
He ain't asking for 53.
Cheaper guys. Well, what's he asking for?
I don't know.
Don't know.
But he's not asking for big dollars. You know
but
that.
But he's already been given 8.4 guaranteed, and you had one good year, and now you're going to come back to us with your handout?
Yes, that's what you do.
Yeah, it's what you do, but it doesn't mean that the team has to capitulate.
It does not.
And I don't think that they will, and so as we get closer to the start of the year, he's got a choice to make. Either, you know, oh, my calf, it still hurts, and it could still hurt, or you come in and play football.
Yeah, Grandy, what do you got? What's going on?
We have an update from Kyle Shanahan. 49ers wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson has been suspended 3 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. The Niners can appeal, and they have not made that decision yet, at least not according to Shanahan.
Okay. I mean,
I mean, good luck appealing because 3 is the boilerplate. So.
Right. Like, based on the sort of hypothetical we were talking about yesterday was the appeal process to knock it down from 4. I don't know, but this is what everybody who I've talked to has been expecting all along.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Like, that, they're probably just going to have to eat that.
Well, the only wrinkle would be you appeal and he plays while Juwan holds out and Ayuk is not available.
Would it take that long? I don't know. I don't know. You might appeal this week.
You might appeal in 10 days. I don't know what the appeal process is, but if I'm the Niners, I tell them to appeal because we need you now. We may not need you in October.
We can talk about that more coming up, but Pods is right around the corner. Valkyrie Superfan Correspondent. We're sponsored by Cash Creek Casino Resort. It's Willard and Dibs.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We need this.
Badly.
It's need time. It feels like it's getting, it feels like it's getting a little wobbly here coming down the stretch. Got some tough games. Man, the injuries are piling up.
I'd say it's getting chippy, but really it's getting trippy. And I want to ask Brandon about that because the Mercury's out there doing some nefarious S to our Valks.
That is a very fair take. It's Willard and Dibs, and it's about that time. Every Wednesday in the neighborhood of 3 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Brandon Pajemski. You may know him as a Warrior guard, not us. We know him as a Valkyries super fan correspondent. And, yes, we will do the one big Warriors question at the end. But let's talk some Valks after a tough night, missing a lot of players. It looked like they were going to run away from Phoenix, but they got him in the end. And now the Valks are just a game over 500. Joining us here on the River Islands guest line, it is Brandon Pajemski. Hey, Pods, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
We're doing good, but not as good as we were doing at halftime last night when the Valks were up by 12, man. I thought they were going to have that one.
Yeah, it looked promising to start. Like you said, only 8 players last night with a bunch of our scorers out. So it was really cool to see us score the ball pretty well in the first half without everybody.
What's it like when you get to this point in the season? We call it the dog days, and you know the NBA, 82 of them, WNBA, 44 of them. You get down to the last fourth or fifth of the year. How hard is it as a professional basketball player to dig deep in these times?
I mean, in my situation, I've only been in the league 2 years, and both years I've been here, you know, we just been fighting for a playoff spot, and so you really don't have time to look at it like that. You got to really just dig in and try to fight through it and, you know, get that playoff spot.
Can we talk about Veronica Burton for a second? I mean, what a bright spot on a tough night. This stat line is absolutely ridiculous. 24 points, 14 assists, no turnovers. Nobody's ever done that, essentially, in WNBA history. She's in the running for most improved player. What are your thoughts on the season that Veronica's having?
I mean, she's amazing. Definitely my vote for most improved player. I'll actually tell you guys a funny story.
Yeah.
Ohemma, the GM, back in January, February, during our season, we were in the meal room, and she had came up to me and was like, hey, like, the expansion draft's coming up. Is there anybody that, you know, you've had your eye on that you think we should grab? And I told her, Veronica. She was like, oh, why? And I was like, I think there's a lot of similarities between, you know, how I play and how she plays and the things we bring to the table. And, you know, obviously now she's having a great season. And so now me and Emma joke about it all the time. But she's great. I mean, she does all the little things. Like you said, 14 assists, no turnovers with, you know, 25 points last night or 24. She just been steady, consistent. I think she started and played all the games that we've had. So she's consistent. She shows up every night, which is really cool to see.
You might call that a funny story. I call that a flex, Brandon. Basically, you had a hand in bringing Veronica to the team?
I mean, you could put it like that, but I give it all credit to the Valkyries, their staff, their organization, finding her. But, you know, I just like the way she played ever since she was in Dallas when she was with Connecticut. And it's really cool to see her opportunity and role be elevated in her play, you know, follow suit.
Yeah, baby Dunleavy over here, like pulling strings and like fact-finding missions and the whole thing. So you're watching last night and you see that she's on a heater and she's playing amazing, and then she gets basically leg whooped by Akoa Makani. What went through your competitive juices when you saw one of the Valks players just get tripped in kind of a dirty fashion?
I think it just elevates the intensity. And like we had mentioned last week, just the intensity, the physicalness of the WNBA in whole, I think is elevated, which is really cool to see, especially, you know, from my perspective and people that watch. But, you know, she got tripped up and just kind of went right back at it. And it was nothing more, nothing less than that, which is what you like to see as a competitor.
I wonder what your thoughts are about the physicality in the WNBA. For anybody listening who hasn't watched it, it's quite a thing what all year long they've sort of let everybody get away with. And I know Natalie Nicasse was talking about this after the game last night. I've heard a lot of press conferences where coaches are expressing, people are getting away with a little bit too much. Do you agree with that?
I mean, yes and no. It's really hard for me to say from the Valkyries' perspective, just because we don't have like a well-known star player from around the league. And you know how it is, same with the NBA, they get the benefit of the doubt with a lot of the calls. And so we don't really have that to go off of. You know, even Phoenix last night had, you know, Alyssa Thomas, who was going to get the benefit of the doubt with a lot of things. But we don't really have that. So I enjoy the physicalness of it, because I'm not a guy who gets a lot of, you know, free throws as it is, or gets the foul call. So I enjoy it.
Is that something that irks you when you're out there? And I know you've got one of the greatest players in the history on your side, but when you're going up against another star, LeBron or KD or Jokic, whoever it is, and you get involved with maybe a ticky-tack contact and the foul goes against you, is that something that you kind of file away? And is it something that kind of bothers you?
I mean, it bothers you, but you understand it. You know, if you look at it from the perspective of they're already great as it is and now they're getting a whistle for them, it makes it even harder. But you also can look at it from they've earned that right. They've earned that respect throughout the league and from the officials. They've been doing it for so long. You just got to, you know, give it to them when it's owed. And so you understand both sides of it. It could be frustrating, you know, in the moment. But when you look back at it, like, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, LeBron, it's KD, it's those guys that have earned that right.
We're talking with Brandon Pajemski here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. He is our Valkyries superfan correspondent. We're going to do this every single Wednesday in the 3 o'clock hour and enjoying talking to BP. Pods, how are you feeling about their playoff chances right now?
You know, I'm liking it. You know, I hear a bunch of the announcers on the telecast saying stay away from that 8 spot and the 4 and 5 spot because nobody obviously wants to play Minnesota. So I think we're sitting at 7 right now, right behind the Fever at 6. So obviously 2 plays 7, and then the next round it's 3 and 6, the one that plays each other. So I think right where we're at is fine. I think whoever we get is not really wanting to play us as the lower seed. But I think we're going to shock some people.
Well, and the other side to that is because, look, they do it. They got a tough schedule coming down the stretch. We know the injuries. But if they are able to make it in year one as an expansion team, what's your takeaway there? Like, what would that say about this organization?
It just tells us that we have unlimited potential. You know, with the pieces that we've brought in from the expansion draft, and, you know, just to think about the pieces that I know the staff and the front office are going to bring in the future. You know, as a Valkyries fan, you've got nothing but excitement and to look forward to. And so for me as a fan, I'm excited to see, you know, how it looks come playoff time and how it looks come next year.
What's your next Valkyries game, Brandon? Because I know you've been out there putting in your work in Orlando, and you're trying to get back here to catch a couple before you get ready for Golden State Warriors season. What's the Brandon Pajemski travel plan and the next game you might get to?
I think trying to get to one of the last ones of September before they hit the road for the last couple games. But if not, I know most definitely I'll be there for game three of the playoffs if it goes that far.
I was just thinking about that. Brandon, are you going to be able to handle that? Like truly, how do you, if there's a Valkyrie playoff game at Chase, how do you keep yourself off of center court? Be real with me here.
It's going to be hard. You know, every game I'm at, it's hard not to already, whether it's, you know, the best team in the league or the worst team in the league, just the energy and environment that's created in Chase Center is, it's something different. Like I said last week, it's different. It's different than our games. So it's going to be really hard, especially on playoff time. And, you know, if it's a game three, it means winning the hometown. So I'm just excited for that.
The passion is unbelievable, and you inspire so many of us to be equally passionate. I'm just curious, when you're going to a Valks game, how do you decide between your jerseys which one to wear? Because jerseys are like kids. You like them all the same, but you vary them so well. How do you decide going into a game who you're going to rock?
Yeah, I mean, just from the beginning, I've tried to, you know, get everyone's jersey that I could get from the team. So, and I just try to rep all of them equally. Everybody deserves their time and their spotlight. And so I try to wear everybody's at least once. If there's special occasions or something like that, I'll duplicate and wear the same one twice. But I just try to wear everybody's and show off, you know, their jersey and their name and brand. And so, you know, if a little kid sees me wearing whomever's jersey, you know, they might want to get it. And it just, you know, comes back to just helping the organization as a whole.
Brandon Pajemski is with us here on Willard and Dibs. He is our Valkyries superfan correspondent. We'll do it every week, and this is largely going to be about everything going on with the Valks. We do plan each time toward the end on asking one big Warriors question.
This is big.
Yeah, here it is for today. It is all about Jonathan Kuminga. I'm just kidding. Actually, Brandon, you made reference to this recently, and now the schedule is out. So I want to know if you have done the homework you said you were going to do. Have you memorized the schedule yet?
I think I'm pretty close. Haven't really looked past January, just because, like I said, the first thing I look at when the schedule comes out is, do we play on Christmas and when do we play in Milwaukee? And those two things both happen in October and obviously during Christmas. And so I really just key on that and kind of go from there. I'm still working on, you know, February, which is a shorter month, and then March and April. But I'm excited for the schedule. I think it turned out beautifully, at least from what I saw and how the NBA, you know, just designed our travel. It's not as bad as it was last year, I think. Obviously, you got some stretches there, but I know in the month of April, we're in California the whole month. Which is nice, just to be at home. And then the beginning of January, we got that stretch. We're home from the 1st all the way through the 21st, I believe. So it was a great schedule put together by the NBA.
I just can't avoid the desire to, like, test you on this. Like, so if you've memorized December, like, don't look. Like, you, obviously Dallas is here for Christmas. What city do you go to next?
That would be Toronto and Brooklyn back to back, and then we finish the year in Charlotte.
I mean, this guy, Rain Man Pajemski.
Boom, and I'm looking at you on YouTube, so I can tell you didn't just open up your phone.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, I got those cities memorized. We all love Toronto. Everybody in the NBA loves Toronto. And then my best friend is from Brooklyn, so I knew that one off the top of the head.
Very impressive. And you were right about January. You do have one little quick trip to L.A., but beyond that, 21 straight days at home. And I wonder if you've actually eyeballed the NBA Cup games and just about the NBA Cup. Is that something that you and the other Warriors get excited about, or is it something that, you know, the league and maybe fans get more hyped up about than you?
I mean, you can never pass up free money. I mean, that's a summer vacation right there that's paid for by the NBA essentially. So, yeah, we get hyped for it. I think another thing on the schedule that I'm super happy we get to do is in San Antonio in November. We get to stay there twice and play back-to-back. And then January 24th and 26th in Minnesota, we get to play back-to-back. So we get to take care of two birds with one stone in the same city, which we have never had before. So I like those additions, too.
There it is.
Pods.
Yeah, pods.
As advertised.
And I know that this is somewhat near to your home, but most people don't look forward to Minnesota in January, but feel free to do that if you want. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, I love getting the two out the way if we can do it at the same time.
Pods, great to have you, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. See you next week.
Okay.
Right on, Pods.
There it is. That's Brandon Pajamski. He's our Valkyrie's crazy person.
And he said that he was going to memorize the schedule when it came out. And he's through January. And I can't believe you quizzed him.
Dude, I rocked
him. You held his feet to the fire.
And he nailed it.
Yep.
He didn't even hesitate. I asked him what city he went to, and he named the next three.
Yeah, Toronto, Brooklyn, and then Charlotte.
And then we're in Charlotte on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and then we come home, and it's, you know.
What else you got?
Seriously, how dare you? I mean, Toronto, everybody loves Toronto, and then my best friend's in Brooklyn, and then, Steph Curry in Charlotte. And that's kind of a fun one for Steph because it is New Year's Eve morning. By the time you whoop up on the Hornets and you get on a plane, you get home, you still have time to get on down to your house and celebrate New Year's Eve with the family.
I wonder if that's how they'll do it. Yeah, they do have, they got Oklahoma City Friday, January 2nd. Will they? Because that game, let's say, will end around 12:30
our time. Yep.
Lunchtime on New Year's Eve. Do you just hang out in Charlotte and rock New Year's Eve there and then fly on the 1st, or do you hustle over to the airport and let's say take off at about 3 o'clock our time, cross-country trip, whatever, you're back. Yeah, dude, you're 9 o'clock, you're ready to party.
Easy. Easy.
That's a long day.
Dude. But you come on
home.
That's
a long day.
If it was New Year's Eve in New York, New Year's Eve, I mean, Boston's a little different because, I mean, Draymond probably wouldn't want to go out and like, hey, everybody, I'm Draymond Green. Right. Let's celebrate. But if it was New York, it's a little bit of a different calculus. No disrespect to Charlotte. And maybe Steph Curry brings the family out and they stay behind with family and celebrate New Year's there. But if you're anybody else, get me back to the Bay in time for a New Year in San Francisco.
Okay. Splash at Thrive City. Fantasy draft next Tuesday. That can be yours. Private room, food, a dedicated server, Wi-Fi, and Willard and Dibby's.
I love the Wi-Fi.
So listen. Like within the next 5 minutes, stay right where you are. The keyword is coming within the next 5 minutes. Pods on 95.7 The Game. Greg Cosell joins us in about 40 minutes, and we were talking out Juwan Jennings and the situation surrounding him, and wide receiver news broke right as we were having the conversation. DeMarcus Robinson, it's official. It's a 3-game suspension, so he's out the first 3 games of the year. Jacob Cowing missed practice today. We know that Jordan Watkins is out. Obviously, there's Brandon Ayuk. You're staring right down the barrel of a wide receiver core week one that's Ricky Pearsall, and then throw-ins, Russell Gage and Robbie Chosen and people like that. And the Niners are reported to be a team that is scouring the wide receiver trade market. The longer we go, the more I feel this is not about an injury, but it is about cash. And we're having a discussion over whether or not Juwan should kind of have a right to do that. Yes, he signed a contract, but this is, in my opinion, these are NFL non-guaranteed deals. And so when you're in a leveraged position, you've got to at least attempt to push that button. Not saying it's going to work, Not saying the Niners will blink, but this is one of those situations where I sort of get both positions. I get why Juwan's doing this. I don't hold it against him. I get why the 49ers are hesitant to do anything. They also, I know they're looking forward to their cap situation. They also don't want to be that team where every time someone has a good year and says, okay, more money, and then they go, okay, okay, Christian.
Right.
Okay, Trent. Okay, Juwan. Like, they don't want to do that. And so I get that that might be one of their concerns, too.
Certainly. And if I'm in that locker room and I know that DeMarcus Robinson now has been suspended for 3 games, pending appeal, I don't know when the appeal would be heard and whether or not that could be pushed out. But if you are on the Niners and you're thinking about your offense right now and the guy who had the best year among receivers last year, he is either holding out or injured or both because he wants more money, and you got to be a little bit frustrated. It's almost like deja vu because last year got derailed for a number of reasons, but part of it was off-season contract stuff, and now you've got a guy who is not necessarily happy with his contract in a spot where you desperately need him.
Jason in San Jose wants to weigh in. Hi, Jason. Thanks for the call.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Love the show.
Thanks.
You know, this isn't a dig at Juwan himself, but this is really more about, I've called you guys in the past and talked about these contracts across the sports, basketball, baseball, football. And this is what I want to ask. I want to ask both of you guys a couple of questions. How many years did you have to work before you made your first $8 million? How many years did you have to add up of going to work every day to make $8 million?
I mean, we could answer that. I would
still
have to
trying to get there.
Yeah, I would have
still,
to pull
are
out
you
a,
still working on it.
Yeah, still working on it, there, kid.
Probably, but Jason, okay. I know where you're going with this, and it's like, why would that's not that he's an NFL player and he's a really good one. Like that's what they make. You know what I mean? I don't want to hold that against them.
Mark, I hear you. You guys are always talking about you've got no problem with them grabbing the bag when they earn it. And I get that. But this is my point. You're talking about a guy that accepted a deal. He took a check. And again, this isn't him. This is all of them that do this. He accepted a deal and he cashed that check for almost $8.5 million.
Right.
You can live on the interest alone without ever touching that principal fatter than I ever lived my life. Just on the interest alone. So like, when is the bag big enough?
I don't agree
with
that.
Hey, this is what I agreed to.
Jason.
This is what I agreed to.
Jason.
And I'm going to do what I agreed to.
You can't live your entire life on interest on $8 million. Like, this is why I'll never do a comp over what they're doing and what we're doing. Their career is over when they cross 30 years old. And that money does, in many cases, have to last for a lifetime. Like, I'm not going to come down a guy's road for trying to make much, much more, especially, and does ego come into this? You're damn right it does. Like, how would you feel at your job, Jason, if you felt like you were the best on your team at what you do? Even if you just thought you were the second best, and everybody around you is making 4 times what you're making, you're just going to be like, and I'm cool with it. Like, you wouldn't be, Jason. We got to put ourselves in their shoes.
When this contract is over, you can demand 4 times what you just got.
If this contract ends and his legs are still attached to his body, Jason.
Well, he's allowed to go work in another field. It's not like his professional career is over.
Come on.
The guy's making $8 million. He can go out and be a school teacher if you want that job security.
This just reeks of jealousy.
It's not jealousy. It reeks of a guy who signs a contract, honoring his contract. That's what Jason's saying, and I am in large part in agreement with him.
But the other side of the contract does not need to honor it.
The other side of the contract was, we gave you guaranteed money, a signing bonus. That's what they gave you.
We can cut you tomorrow.
Right, but they already gave him $8 million.
Great.
So That's what they gave him. They agreed to give him that, and the contract, much like 95% of us, your contract is not guaranteed, so you can have a contract, but your company can cut you tomorrow,
I mean,
and that's the way that goes.
Not all of them. You keep making it sound like our contracts in radio are the same.
My wife is a teacher, and it's almost impossible to remove a teacher. She has no contract, but she has tenure, so everything's different.
We're talking Juwan Jennings on 95.7 The Game, and it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Greg Cosell in a half hour. We'll keep talking this out. And, oh, by the way, with the Golden State Warriors, was it a report or was it not a report? That is coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. Oh, no, I promised the keyword. And I don't want to do that. We'll play it out a little further, but the keyword is draft. Text draft to 20357. Boy, Steiny would have had my...
Steiny,
you know,
would be so mad.
The keyword is draft, but more on that. Draft to 20357. More on that in a second on Willard and Dibs.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pazemski.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay. Let me say all of this, and then we can go back to what we're doing. Plus, I just saw something on TV that might have been one of the sweetest things I've ever seen in my life.
All right.
And I want to tell everybody about it because everybody needs a palate cleanser sometimes.
Yeah.
But.
Especially after that Juwan fight.
Oh,
you were wrong.
It ain't over.
It's my Steiny. You were wrong.
You want a little tease on that? Thank you to everyone who just did the math on interest on $8 million as if Juwan, when he got $8 million, just got $8 million. There was no taxes. There was no agent fee. Fine. There were no expenses. Right.
Drew Rosenhaus.
He has absolutely no. He doesn't buy food. He doesn't have a house. $8 million, just like all of your paychecks, right? They all go directly without taxes into your account. You don't need to use them for anything. They're just there straight into savings so that you can just reap the benefits, all of the interest, because all of you have 5% on your savings accounts in 2025. All of that is just flowing into your... What are you talking about? That's not life. Well, not how it works.
You get a CD at Fremont Bank, okay, and you get 4.5%. And when you're 29, you can get another job.
Yeah, yes, you can.
But do the damn contest.
Is that really what we're doing? We want Juwan to get a different job. We want him to sell cars or something.
I'll see him in the aisles, which is a union job, and he can make $28 an hour fetching carts.
The man has a specialized skill. Stop with all of the comps to our jobs.
Then do your skill. Your specialized skill is not having Drew Rosenhaus fight your battles.
Well, actually, yeah, it is.
Whatever.
Okay. 95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City are giving you, all of you, you lovely listeners, the chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 of your friends. Plus, it's not just you and the room. The room is filled with food and a dedicated server and Wi-Fi and Willard and Dibs. Willards and Dibs.
That's right.
Oh, I'm bringing her.
Couple of Willards.
This is all next Tuesday. And the keyword of the day is draft. So text the word draft to 20357. You're automatically entered in the contest, and we're doing this every day this week. So there are three keywords that have been unveiled, two more to come. You can text in once per day. Texting more than once a day does nothing, so just do it once and trust that we've got you. Text draft to 20357. Good luck. Thank you to Splash at Thrive City for this incredible prize. An experience. We can't wait. We'll do our show out there next Tuesday. And one of you and all of your friends, we will get to meet. And we really look forward to that. And yes, Willie and Dibby get to eat off of that food that's there for you.
That's just the way that goes.
I'm going to eat some of that.
No doubt.
I'm going to eat it.
If there's like food, you're going to eat it.
Yeah. Like, don't worry. They'll make sure there's enough for everyone. But me and Dibby are part of everyone.
Of all the sustenances in the world, you would probably, like, if you had to do a draft with the first pick, you would take food over air. Like, if you didn't have to have air to breathe, if you could just breathe without air.
Well, you need food, too.
Right, but you would rather eat food. Like I said yesterday, if I could just give you a tiny capsule and that would be your food for the day and you'd have all the nutrition and you'd have all of the food you would need.
That's going to be a no from me, dog.
Similarly, if I gave you a capsule right when you woke up that would give you all of the oxygen and the breathing you needed, you wouldn't have to worry about breathing.
I would do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't give up food.
No.
So that's my point. Food would be your number one pick off the board.
Have you ever had a nacho from Splash at Thrive City?
Delicious.
I'm not giving up the experience of that going down. I'm not giving that up.
You're yelling timber. It's going down.
It's going down.
You're gathering nacho cheese somehow?
They played that song at my good buddy's his daughter's bat mitzvah was last weekend.
Kesha, it's going down. I'm gathering timber.
You want to see a bunch of 50-year-olds act 11. Just play it. It was ridiculous. We were all wearing pink. She wanted us to wear pink, and then we did what we do, which is just completely take the direction and go, oh, you want us to wear pink?
Oh, huh? You want pink?
Oh, watch this.
Like pink on pink on pink?
Every wear pink, coordinated Amazon purchases of pink. Pink, like, oh, God, pink. Look at those five guys who just walked into the room. You can't miss them. Hey, guys, are you sort of potentially taking attention away from the guest of honor? Yep. Yeah, maybe, willing to risk it, out of control, pink. Yeah, it's going down.
And when they played pink, and you're out there in your pink, I'm sure the five of you were way off the reservation.
We were...
They sell booze at these mitzvahs?
Noticeable. No, they don't sell them. They just give it to you.
I gotcha.
Yeah, they just hand it to you.
All right.
They gave their... Like, they had a drink called the Late Bloomer, and I was like, it sounds like I'm in. What do we get? It was basically an old fashioned with a splash of something else.
We call it the Mike Yastrzemski. Yeah. We call it the Yaz, the late bloomer.
Yeah, by the sixth one, I was like, hey, give me another Yaz. I didn't have sex.
Of course.
But I had more than one. Anyway.
Draft.
Draft.
Is the code word.
To 203-57. 888-957-9570. Before we start arguing again about Juwan, can I just... The Little League World Series is on.
Yep. It's an elimination sensation.
Right. And they're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Okay?
Japan against Aruba.
Once made famous by the Beach Boys. It's the first nation that comes up in that Kokomo song. Kokomo, a fake location. Aruba.
It's a city.
Not, I know, but that's not what he's talking about. It's a
most
city.
Most likely. I don't know if you go from Aruba to the middle of Indiana. Right.
They're the same.
Right.
Anyway, this kid from Aruba, which also, by the way, is what Harry Carey called Hideki Arabu.
Wow.
He did. Don't you remember that?
It's Aruba.
He couldn't say Arabu. I don't know why. Anyway, point is, there's a kid on Aruba, comes up in the bottom of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth is late. That's like, yep. Right? This is only six innings. And the score is tied. 0-0. Runner at first, couple outs. Big kid. Strapping youngster. Swinging a drive. It is out of here.
Adios, Aruba.
Two things happened that just warm your pneumococcles.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. First of all, clearly it's his dad in the stands holding the phone up, filming the whole thing, weeping like a baby. Like, oh my God, how great is this? But you know what I caught? The kid is, his arms are up. You just said it. This is an elimination game.
Yep.
He is pumping his fist. He's rounding first. He is gyrating. He's rounding second. And as he approaches third, the third baseman for Japan holds his hand up.
Yep.
And gives him a high five.
That's right.
I was like, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I want the Giants to do it. Matt Chapman needs to high-five Tatis every time he homers as he's coming around third. I'm kidding, but at the Little League level,
right.
I was like, that's awesome. That is awesome that's the way that kid reacted. You hated it, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
No.
You look like you're...
I got something for you.
You look like you're boiling up and you're ready to burst.
Not boiling up, but who's to say the third baseman didn't have Aruba on the money line? Thank you. Cuckoosh. Swinging a drive. And the third baseman's yeah.
I read the third baseman's lips. He's like, I had your over on Prize Picks. That's what he said as the kid rounded third.
He said, I'm the nephew of Ipe Mizuhara. We banged Aruba to the over.
Oh, my God.
Feel free to hit another one.
There's two outs in the sixth, and Aruba is one out away from moving on. I thought that was a really warm moment.
It's awesome. And
it's great.
I'm obviously making light of the controversy about gambling, but if you watch a lot of the Little League World Series, there's a lot of that goes on. Pitcher hits batter, and pitcher goes to first and shakes the batter's hand.
For sure.
Guy hits a home run, and maybe not the pitcher's like, hey, good hit, but somebody on the team's like, yeah, that's awesome. The thing about this tournament, not to get too deep in the weeds, but they all stay in two dormitories, so by the time you get to this point, which is now week two, you've gotten to know each other pretty well.
They've all been at the hotel bar together a few times.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw you with my wife last night. That's cool. We're all family. No, but they play table tennis and foosball.
You know how these club tournaments go.
Dude, no doubt.
The hotel bar is on one at night, dude.
You get to day 9:30?
Yeah. Come on.
Mi casa es su casa. We're all friends here.
Exactly.
But they do get to know each other. But, yeah, that was a warm moment. It was great.
Oh, God.
I could use a couple more runs myself, but don't let that bother you.
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, HD1, San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.